and welcome to another episode of Code Breaks Break It Down. You're here with Jenny today and
Becca. Hey.
So today we are going to have a little chat about some PR stunts and whether or not they work and basically the benefits or the negatives of them. But more importantly, the royal baby has arrived with us.
So, cute name, Archie.
Archie, yeah, I like
very
it.
Very adorable, very royal, I think.
Yeah, I like
but,
it.
Yeah, Mountbatten's very Harry Potter.
Yeah, Archie Harrison, Mountbatten, Windsor. It's a mouthful.
Yeah, oh yeah, imagine trying to write that on like a birthday card.
Yeah.
But it's a cute name.
It's a cute name.
Suits the little guy, even though he's a few days old. But you know, it's a baby. It's all excitement for the UK, so.
It is.
But yeah. So as Jen said, we're going to be doing a little bit on on PR stunts. The reason we're sort of doing it is because there's one that's come to light in the office that we had a bit of a chuckle about at the start of the week.
Yeah, one that I couldn't actually quite believe when I saw it myself. So, yeah, so we're talking about the new KFC virtual influencer.
Yep.
That has suddenly hit social media.
If you've not seen it, you have to go on the KFC Instagram channel and just have a nosy at their recent photos and captions and whatnot, because this guy is an absolute gem.
Yeah.
So he's basically this computer-generated virtual guy that is Colonel Saunders. Saunders?
Yeah.
He's got tattoos of chicken. He's got the grey hair, the trendy white suit.
Yeah.
The little black tie.
He's got his own lifestyle.
Very
fancy lifestyle. He's got his own little philosophies going on. He's even got, I'm sure he's got a hashtag, secret recipe for success or something over his stomach, which is quite weird. But
it's a look.
But yeah, so with this then, I guess, what do we think of it? Like, it's just really strange because you'd think for a
fast food restaurant, there'd be more food.
Food, yeah, more food related rather than.
But I suppose
a guy, but
Colonel Saunders is KFC, isn't it? But
yeah.
I think KFC's marketing department are amazing. I think how they handle stuff.
Yeah.
And with the chicken shortage earlier on this year.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Like, how they handled that's incredible. Some of the marketing they did after that's really amazed me. So
that was genius, to be fair, because I mean. I was having a look through some of the comments on the post that they did, and it was quite funny that there was probably a lot of more positive comments that found it funny rather than negative.
Oh yeah, they've definitely took a good spin on it.
So they handled that quite well, I think.
Yeah, but it's like, was that a PR stunt?
Hmm.
Or was that just a very awful situation
that
they thought, hang on, we need to do something?
And
yeah, that worked incredibly for them. I think, honestly, people probably picked up their ears a bit more about KFC.
Yeah.
But this influencer guy just...
Yeah, I mean, their Instagram page has got just over 1.4 million followers, and apparently this influencer has helped them reach a lot more people because they're actually sort of like tagging other companies in their posts as well. So I've seen that they've done one with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, where he's got like a sly little Dr. Pepper cup on the side. Yeah.
And like there's one where they're like reenacting like a meeting with Dr. Pepper, which is quite weird. And then Old Spice, do you remember the like really old fashioned
smelly stuff?
Yeah. Obviously trying to bring that back.
It's not gonna work.
But no, I think with them incorporating other brands into their posts, it's obviously clearly working for them.
And getting some good partnerships on the go, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, maybe take a look and see what you think.
Yeah, you're in for a treat. Yeah. We trust you on that one.
But then again, it must be working because people are talking about it.
Well, we're talking about it.
It was strange at first, but I think it could work, possibly.
It did make me buy a KFC, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it did, didn't you?
On Monday night, I was talking about it in the office on Monday morning, and then got home, I said to my boyfriend about it, I was like, you have to look at this Instagram, and then about 2 hours later, we were eating a KFC.
Mm.
So it worked a treat. They've had my money just because of that Instagram guy. It's amazing. But it's worked.
Oh, man. Okay, so another PR stunt, if it is a PR stunt, is Lush, the cosmetics brand. They had this whole thing, or have this whole thing, that they've now come off social media.
Yeah. Risky one.
Is it a risk? Is it a good thing, bad thing? What do we reckon?
I thought, there's got to be a reason behind it. I wouldn't particularly say it's a PR stunt until I've had views from other people about it. Because obviously social media, you'd be silly not to be on it. And with a brand like Lush, with their like bath bombs and things like that, it's really pretty to look at. Like their Instagram was, you can just delve into it and get lost.
Yeah.
So it's a bit odd that they've just thought, now I'm not doing that anymore. So yeah, but I think it...
Well, they've said that it's part of a whole new digital strategy.
Yeah.
Which hasn't come about yet. But I read on an article somewhere that since they've done this, they've actually had a 365% increase in negative sentiment towards the brand. So people are actually starting to turn against the brand.
Oh,
so I think if they've got a strategy, I think they need to
up it,
like,
they,
up it like, right now.
Oh.
But it's very strange because they wanted to apparently cut out the middleman of communicating with their customers. But social media is probably the most now direct way of communicating with your, you know, specific target audience.
I want something, I'll message a Facebook page or an Instagram page.
Or you go on to a Facebook page to see maybe what new products they've got just to see what...
Special offers.
Yeah, special offers.
So it's really weird. They've had... See, what makes people think that it's a PR stunt is because Lush had quite a few issues with, like, their ethical policies.
Yeah.
And they do very much be like, oh, no plastic packaging, you know, we're good for the environment and all that kind of stuff. But quite a few, they did receive a bit of negative press about their policies and are they actually legit and stuff. So on that sense, it does make you think, are they just going off social media because that's where they're sort of getting attacked for those kind of things? But, you know, it might work for them. Sounds like it's not.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see if they ever venture back.
Yeah.
Or if they've kind of made their bed and lie in it now.
I think especially for the products that they do, because they are so... Because they're quite visual products as well. I mean, I love their bath bombs. They're amazing.
When you put in a bath, oh my
God. The amount of boomerangs that I've done on my phone, like when they go into the water.
Yep.
But I just think, like, social media for them surely would work, you know, 10 times over for them. But
especially Instagram, because it's so visual.
But I guess we'll just wait and see what happens.
That's it. It's an odd one.
But it is an odd one.
Now, we've got another PR stunt on the list, which is a personal favourite. One, because I love Jurassic Park, I love Jurassic World, all that kind of stuff. I'm a bit of a dinosaur nerd, I'll be honest. And Jeff Goldblum is just a sweetheart. So, Now TV...
Okay, I feel like you need a moment.
A Jeff Goldblum moment. He's just a great character in him. I mean, come on.
He is a good actor.
That leather jacket, the sunglasses, he's an absolute dream.
Okay.
Now TV, to sort of celebrate the 25th anniversary of the UK premiere of Jurassic Park, they built a massive statue of Jeff Goldblum and basically put it in London.
Yeah.
Right outside Tower Bridge. I think it was 9.8 feet tall. And it literally appeared for just a few days and everyone was like, what is going on?
It literally went worldwide.
It was incredible.
And within the space of a few days, like, people were talking about it everywhere, like, they were creating memes about it. And, according to Jeff Goldblum himself, I think he found it quite flattering from what I've read. So
I loved his picture of himself with it. That was just my favourite thing. But that's just a mental one. Like, that's so different to kind of Lush coming off social media and then the KFC thing. It's just literally some guy at Now TV form just get a big statue of Jeff. Like, it could have got a dinosaur, but I suppose.
Why have a dinosaur when you can have Jeff?
Exactly. In, like, skinny jeans, his shirt unbuttoned. Like, He's just my favourite character, if you can't tell.
I think everyone knows that now.
Yeah. There's going to be a few office gossips now about me and Jeff Goldblum.
But I guess with this one, I guess you can say that it has basically generated a lot of positivity. It's promoted that film.
Oh, yeah. It's a good bit of fun as well.
Yeah.
The social buzz around it of everyone selfies with Jeff. Which it's just mental. I think it's a great one. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I think it's it's my absolute favourite.
I think as well, because it was such a short, over just a short period of time as well. It came and then it went. It's it's created quite a lot of
It's gone. Attention. I missed out my chance. Yeah. That was me, that was.
What do you remember about that statue?
So that's the PR stunts that we've decided to kind of have a chat about. But obviously, PR stunts can have good points, can have bad points. It's getting the line and the judgment right for your business. Obviously, you don't want to do something crazy that's going to backfire and all that kind of stuff. So some good points about PR is that, like the Now TV Jeff Goldblum, it is a short-term kind of viral buzz.
Yeah.
And because it's so short-term, it gets people more interested in it and more people talking and sharing and selfies
it
and
like
photos.
It goes viral so quickly.
Exactly. But then the negative kind of bits for that is that it is short-term and we're talking about these things now, but in a day-to-day, would you be like, oh, do you remember Now TV did that Jeff Goldblum thing?
Yeah.
I think I'd be like, oh, did you see that Jeff Goldblum statue? I wouldn't associate it with Now TV.
No.
But obviously, the KFC one's different and the Lush, but
yeah,
they're a bit different, really.
Yeah. I suppose another good thing about any PR stunts is that it's completely free as well. I mean, I say free, but probably the statue of Jeff Goldblum wasn't free, but... But I just think it's advertising that gets you out there very quickly. I doubt anybody's had to pay for Facebook advertising or anything like that for it. It's literally just gone viral.
Yeah.
But then on the downside to that, especially with social media, is that it can turn negative and you get a lot of people.
Well, like you said with Lush and the percentage of people that feel negative towards them, that's a big downside, I think. It's... You've got to figure out what way you want to play it, and then obviously it can go wrong, which it'll go wrong on a big scale as well. It's not a tiny little disaster, it's a big one. And not only that, the news is quite unpredictable. So say, I don't know, something happened and you've got the news, like say that you did something on a Tuesday and then a Wednesday something could happen and your PR stunt that you've spent absolutely months preparing for and thinking of all the cool things could be just blown out the water by something that happens in the news, like whether that's locally or UK or if there's a baby that's born and everyone's all excited. So it's very much like, is the timing going to work in your favour?
And is it really worth it, I suppose, as well?
Yeah. I mean, businesses like KFC can do something this ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
Because they're massive. I mean, the money that they make is just crazy. But like a Shropshire business, I don't think. You can't do something on that scale, that's for sure.
No. Oh my God, imagine having Codebreak having a virtual influencer. Oh my God.
The CGI guy, he's got a Codebreak tattoo all down his legs, a lightning bolt. I think we should pitch that.
Yeah.
To those guys.
Andy and Joel. What do you reckon?
Maybe we should model him on Andy.
Anyway, I suppose another thing that could be positive out of doing a PR stunt is that you could give away free samples of any products that you've got, just like freebies, just to get your brand out there.
Yeah. I suppose it's prolonging the buzz that's so short term, isn't it?
Yeah, to try and make it last. Mm.
You give out little Jeff Goldblum's, everyone visited the statue, like a little key ring. Can I ask yourself?
You've thought about this.
Oh yeah, I'm very invested in this. The main thing about PR stunts is just figuring out, is it going to be worth it?
Yeah.
Is it good for your brand? What would you do? How would you handle it? And just, are you going to get anything good out of it for your business?
Really? Yeah. Okay, so we'll leave you to Google this digital influence of a KFC because it's rather interesting.
And Jeff Goldblum.
And Jeff Goldblum.
Obviously.
But yeah, if you've got any questions at all, I guess, about any PR stunts.
Or if you've found any that are particularly exciting for
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
And you want to share them.
Yeah, please do share them with us. But yeah, just get in touch and... we'll speak to you all very soon.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.